Dave Canancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society with a few tips on how to keep your houseplants happy and healthy over the winter. Now, along with water, humidity is very important. And most of our homes in the winter, especially in Muskoka, are very dry. And if you have a Humidex, you often see it'll get down to 20 or 30, and people will start to have some nasal congestion or waking up with sore throats and things. Well, it's similar with plants, and here's some things to consider. Most of the common houseplants come from very tropical regions where humidity is naturally high, and they'll be happiest when the relative humidity is kept about 50% or even higher. Now, 50% is very good for people too, and you may find you don't have as many sore throats. Plants like cactus and succulents can tolerate lower levels of humidity. Group houseplants near each other to form a support group to cope with low humidity of most homes in winter, or put them together so the ones that like high humidity are in one spot and the cacti, etc. are in others. Place plants in a bathroom or kitchen where humidity is higher. Set plants on shallow trays of moistened gravel to raise the humidity, both in your house and around the plants. You can pat a damp sphagnum moss between the pots of plants if you wish. Occasionally turn on a humidifier near your plants. It can be very effective combating indoor dryness, but I think that would be better for people in general and not just your plants. Now, most houseplants respond well to feeding, but be sure to follow the instructions, including on whatever fertilizer you buy. Too much fertilizer can be detrimental to a plant's health, so don't fertilize more than necessary. In winter, feed sparingly, or perhaps not at all. Houseplants will be especially sensitive to overfeeding at this time of year, when most of them do go into dormancy. Now, come spring, and certainly when the days are getting longer and the sun seems to be out more, I'll start to feed the plants again. This, along with more hours of daylight, will help to kickstart their growing phase and continue feeding through the fall. A balanced fertilizer, 10-10-10, works fine for most houseplants, although fertilizers with a higher ratio of nitrogen will promote greater foliage growth. For flowering plants, use a fertilizer with more phosphorus. Now, getting pests are another problem you may have, getting on to this time of year and into the spring more. They usually appear after outdoor plants are brought inside for the winter, or when a new house plant is brought into the home. That's one thought. When you bring in a new plant, do keep it pretty much isolated a little bit to make sure there's no bugs that'll spread to the rest of your plants. Now, spider mites are apt to thrive in warm, dry houses, and frequent misting, especially under the leaves of the houseplants, will discourage them. And a solution of 1 cup flour, 1/4 cup buttermilk, and 1 gallon of cool water applied in a mist is a very good organic deterrent. So that's flour, buttermilk, and water. Small flies may occasionally appear around houseplants, and these are called fungus gnats, and are really harmless to the plants and humans, other than being annoying, in their adult form. But the larvae can damage young roots. Letting the soil dry out a bit between waterings can discourage fungus gnats from calling on your houseplants. Your houseplants may sprout bugs that, once brought into your house, really seem to take off because they don't have any outdoor predators. So keep an eye out for them. Remove aphids from your houseplant with a mixture of equal parts rubbing alcohol and water, plus a drop of dishwashing detergent mixed in. Apply this to troubled plants with a soft brush. Actually, I usually use a Q-tip if it's necessary. And mealybugs and scales are commonly seen on houseplants, and this mixture of rubbing alcohol, water, and dishwashing detergent described also works on mealybugs. Do regularly monitor your houseplants to keep any infections at bay. Now, even indoors, winter conditions can be tough on plants. There's fewer hours of sunlight, drier air, cooler indoor temperatures can all take their toll. So be prepared. I know my plants, by the time it's ready to go outside, they really desperately need to. In colder areas, such as Muskoka, houseplants that have been outside all summer should be brought in about August. A sudden cold spell will be too much of a shock for them to survive, and it's also a good time to do cuttings on your plants. Now, I find with this whole bit with global warming, it seems to be later and later that you can leave off on the plants. But sometimes you'll get a surprise frost, so look after them well. It's also good to bring in plants before you start heating your home. It gives them a chance to adjust. Wash them thoroughly when you bring them in to get rid of any pests that you can. Now, you can also dig up your rosemary, basil, tarragon, oregano, all that type of thing, chives, and grow them inside as houseplants. Keep them in a cool, sunny spot and allow the soil to dry out before watering them. And snip off the leaves when you need them in the kitchen, just not stripping them completely. I have one bedroom with a whole window full of herbs like that that I like to cook with, and the bedroom doesn't have any heat, so it's a great spot for them, as long as I can remember to water them. Divide or repot any pot-bound plants so they'll grow well during spring and summer. Prune any plants you bring in judiciously to create a compact and an attractive specimen. Provide extra protection to houseplants and windowsills if it's very cold. Now, some people mention placing cardboard between the plants and the glass and making sure the plants don't touch window panes. Well, with the cardboard there, it's kind of awkward to get the light to them, but it's good to make sure you have a bit of space between the window pane so you won't be freezing the leaves to it. As we mentioned before, houseplants grow more slowly in December light, so reduce the watering by at least half until the plant starts active growth again, and hold off on fertilizing. And if your plants seem a little worse for wear after winter ends, provide them with more sunlight, fresh air, and frequent bathing. Now again, this could be done with an extra light to just give them a start for the summer. Now, some old wives' tales were saying things like save the unsalted water from cooking pasta. Let it cool and then use it to water your houseplants. Just make sure it's unsalted. I said the plants will appreciate this starchy supplement. Open the doors and windows and give temperatures a chance to change your air in the house, and this will benefit both you and your houseplants. I don't recommend it when it's 20 or 30 or 40 below, but you know what I mean. Revigorate your houseplants by removing the top 1/4 inch of soil and top dressing with fresh potting soil. That gives them a little pickup too. And if your houseplants grow dusty, gently wipe them down with a wet paper towel. Too much dust can clog the plant's stoma, the pores, making it harder for the plant to breathe. Now, my grandmother used to use a little bit of milk and dip a paper towel in that and wipe the leaves all down. So whatever you find is best. This is Nancy Thompson from Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka day. Bye-bye for now.